Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the happiest mayor in Nevada, Mayor Bob Kroll of Carson City, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Seth Richardson and Pat Hickey, and my co-host is Ray Hager on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to be joined by the mayor of Carson City, the happiest mayor, Bob, in the state.
I am indeed.
Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's good to be here, and I'm sending good words from the capital of Nevada, our very own Carson City.
Let's start talking about Donald Trump and all this immigration stuff he talked about in the last 24 hours. Is Carson City a sanctuary city?
It is not. And if people need to get questions answered with respect to what we do and don't do, I'd encourage them to talk to the sheriff, Kenny Furlong.
Okay. And in your mind, do you want to see the involvement of law enforcement in Carson City going after nonviolent, non-criminal offenders in the sense of crimes committed, not just coming across the border?
Well, I'm not certain I really understand what that question is, but I will say this, that
I can restate the question. So you know, if somebody crosses the border illegally or overstays their visa, are you looking for the sheriff to assist federal immigration authorities in going after them, or are you just concerned with violent criminals?
It's the latter. We don't go out and search out folks. That's not where it is. But, you know, we have a great relationship with our Latino community in Carson City, and I think the sheriff does a wonderful job in keeping that relationship going.
Bob, I want to change the subject if sure. I could. Recently we had that mega storm, and it caused some flooding on the Carson River. Now, in Reno, with the Truckee River, a lot of the flood damage has been mitigated over time with flood controls and such. And I'm just wondering, after what happened to some of the residents along the Carson River, do you plan at all or want to get some kind of funding to help mitigate some of these flood areas before the next big one comes around?
You know, actually, Carson City did pretty well during this last flood. Compared to our neighboring jurisdictions, we did very well. We had two, maybe three homes that were flooded. The river definitely topped, but, you know, we have a golf course. We have open space right out there where a lot of that water can go out and start to drain on there. We're not looking for flood control, things like that, payment for flood control. We are looking for payment for, you know, rehabilitation of damage that happened. And we did have, I won't call it substantial, but that might be the right word with respect to some of our parks and our trail system in Carson City. And we're looking at doing that. But, you know, some of the things that we've done, like the freeway construction, we did a whole lot of work there on drainage issues. And that really helped. And we had, Carson Street, we did some revamping of the drainage there, and Carson Street, you know, was almost clear the entire time. This time, you know, we've learned through past events, you know, where we can expect drainage problems to happen. And so we actually had a day to prepare for these things. So we had sandbags out, and we had, barricades around. And we also had extremely good relations and good work from NDF, Nevada Division of Forestry, who had inmates here who, you know, went and sandbagged a lot of areas where we've had problems in the past. And I will tell you, you know, it's no fun to get your house flooded. There's no doubt about that. But I will say this, that I've, you know, received numerous calls and emails from people saying, you know, nice job, Carson City. And that doesn't go to me as the mayor. That goes to the Public Works and the emergency operations folks, because they work their brains out. They work their tails off to make sure that they were, one, protecting life, and second, protecting property as best they could.
So to make me get this straight, the damage done in the flooding in the Carson River was downriver, perhaps in Lyon County.
Yeah, it was downriver. I mean, we didn't see that in Carson City. It crested in Carson, obviously, but we didn't see the damage there.
Let's talk ESAs and the big demonstration in Carson City. Were you surprised to see the turnout?
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't see it. I read about it. That's all. So.
But are you surprised that this is looking like it's going to be one of the biggest issues at the legislature?
I suspect, you know, I heard the governor's State of the State address, and I think he said it was going to be one of the bigger issues. You know,
did Ben Kiekhafer on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
More than once.
And you know, I kind of look at these demonstrations and was kind of a two-edged sword. You know, one, you want things to work well, and you want your legislature and your government operations to do well. But it's also nice to have a whole lot of people in town spending some money. So
always the practical one here.
Bob, let me ask you this. As you are the former chairman of the Carson City School Board.
I was.
That's when I first met you and started to cover you. And from that vantage point, Bob, you know quite a lot about education and the machinations of education at the legislature. Do you feel that the education savings account, if enacted, will have any harm to the Carson City School District and other school districts, public school districts in Nevada?
You know, I haven't looked at it from that standpoint. I will tell you that, you know, from my own standpoint, I'm a public school advocate, and I'm a charter, but I appreciate what people say about competition. And, you know, I'm going to give a hats off to the governor. I know these are not easy issues. And I think, you know, if I've heard one thing about ESAs is that there's no control on how you spend the money. If you, and maybe I'm wrong about that, but, you know, you can get a grant of money, and then there's nothing you have no requirement as to what you can do. And somebody told me, you know, well, Kroll, you can, you know, I don't have a dog in the issue specifically, but somebody told me, you know, you can go spend that money on a madrasa if you want to.
Well, if it's a chartered school, I guess you could.
I don't think it has to be a chartered school. I think you can homeschool.
Right. Oh, you certainly can homeschool.
Or you could do any school, I think.
All right. We're going to get some input here in the break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Bob after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Bob Kroll of Carson City. Manufacturing, people are concerned about across the country, and Carson City manufacturing is thriving with ClickBond at the top of the list.
Well, let me tell you this. I was talking to Ray Hager before the show started. I've been on a kind of a program of going out to visit our manufacturers, you know, one every time I can get it and get out there. And I'm always amazed at what type of manufacturing we have there. ClickBond, as I mentioned to Ray, has got parts on the Mars Lunar Rover. Another Triangle Labs out there has got they make one of the only, I think the only company in the world that makes a receiver for the CERN super collider in Switzerland. And then they also make the antenna for the radiation machine that takes care of prostate cancer and breast cancer at the Carson Tower Hospital. It's really rather phenomenal what goes on out there. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at the level the level of an education required to do these things that we have out at the airpark. They're in all kinds of different things, and so, you know, I just when I travel out there, it's really rather it's heartening, and you know, I think, you know, when I go around town a lot, I sometimes think, you know, we don't toot the horn of what goes on out in that manufacturing community as much as we really should. And so, you know, one of the things, you know, what I'm like to say on this show is one of the things I really like to do is, you know, say the good things that are going on out there, and there are really no bad things, but I'd like to say, let people know, we've got some really world-class manufacturers right in our backyard in Carson City.
Bob, I agree with you there, because the RGJ Bureau, which I ran, was out there, and I saw it with my very own eyes. But Mayor Bob, I want to get back to this issue of education savings accounts, because what you said, the money could even go to a Muslim school. And also, with your expertise in education as the former chair of the school board, what impact will this have on public schools in Nevada, which you see?
Well, I'm going to take a pass on it, because what I know is what I've just heard, and what, you know, and I do think, you know, let me say it like this. I think that the governor has done a wonderful job in terms of getting money for education in the state of Nevada, and you know, I'm not here to criticize, and it's not really my position to criticize, you know, how they do that. I'll just say that, you know, we've tried for years, in my view, to get money for public education. And that goes to, you know we're going to have a discussion about charter schools and private schools and things of that nature. But I will say, you know, I think we've done a great job in trying to get money for our public school system in the state. And so, you know, I'd kind of like to leave it there. I don't know that much. I haven't been involved in the analysis of what the ESAs would do, or what private schools or what charter schools would do. You know, there are some great charter schools, I think, around northern Nevada here.
Let me ask you this, Bob. What do you think is going to be the biggest issue for Carson City at the legislature, beyond keeping the capital city in Carson City?
Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. You saw that poll that came out. 70% of the people and residents in Nevada, you know, want to keep the capital in Carson City, which says we have a very, very informed electorate.
And I think I know a closing note when I hear one. Mayor Bob Kroll, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. We'll be right back with the pundits after this.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Seth Richardson is here. He's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. And Pat Hickey, the former Nevada Assemblyman. Pleased to have you both on the program, along with Ray Hager here. So, Seth, I am to take some heat from you.
Oh, I was just mad at you for not citing, you know, my work that quoted Ben Kiekhafer on the ESAs and just going straight to his Facebook. But I get it. You're a reporter yourself. You got to go straight to the source.
No, but I am always happy to recognize the media, because without you guys, and this is the truth, without the reporting that is done in this state, I would not have a job. So thank you for all you do.
May I offer a commentary on that statement? You know, if the RGGA had sent Seth to cover the school choice rally yesterday, then you probably would have referenced it.
I was busy covering some Trump executive orders, so, you know.
All right, so let's talk about those, because here's the thing that I find fascinating, which is that, you know, of course, the administration is trying to pump out as many of these administrative orders as possible in the first couple of weeks, the first 100 days being the big target there. But the bottom line is that the Congress has to fund this stuff, and the Congress has to get reelected in the House in the next 2 years. How much of this do you think is actually going to end up getting funded versus the PR and the concern that's being raised with all these executive orders?
Well, Paul Ryan said that Congress will fund the wall. You know, it's a $20 billion wall, and he said they'll fund it. And, you know, they're talking about whatever ways they can to get the money back from Mexico, but I don't think that's looking very promising right now. The Mexican president just canceled his trip to the United States, so... could we maybe we'll see some kind of trade war? I honestly don't know. That's probably a worst case scenario. But I mean, they've signaled that they're okay with paying it. They're okay with the taxpayer paying for the wall.
The Trump administration.
The Trump administration and Paul Ryan. I mean, he's, you know, the leader of the House. So, you know, it seems like everyone's pretty much on board at this point.
Boy, it seems like an awful lot of money, $20 billion. Captain Roy Rogers, former base commander at the Naval Air Station at Fallon, also down south at Indian Springs, has been on this program, says that really the surveillance of the border, especially with drones, et cetera, is already top notch at this point. And it just seems like, and you know, I asked Ted Cruz this when we interviewed him when he was here for Adam Laxalt's picnic 18 months ago. How much would you spend, you know, to stop how many people coming across the border? And it seems like, you know, and his response to me was, whatever it takes. And this is from a fiscal conservative. Is $20 billion going to stop people coming? Of course it's not. It's going to stop a certain percentage. But as long as you can make $10 an hour here versus a dollar a day in another country, people are going to keep coming.
When you look at it, I mean, the number one place where people come into the country illegally is through the airports. It's people overstaying their visas. And, you know, what do you do when there's a wall in front of you? You dig a tunnel or you find a ladder. I mean, It's really kind of security theater to a point where, you know, we have numerous experts who are saying this wall isn't, you know, it might be a feel good kind of thing, but it probably won't do a whole lot.
Well, 10-foot wall, 15-foot catapult.
There you go.
And then, of course, we're not doing anything about the northern border, which is actually longer than the southern border.
And it's actually where the majority of people come in from is from the northern
say
border.
The least. So. Pat, I want to leave you out of this. Jump in.
I haven't thought about, you know, like a lot of Nevadans and Americans, I've just kind of tuned out to politics after the election. I don't care how many people watched his inauguration or how many were at the rallies and protests. I will say this. It seems like Trump is kind of like the guy from Harvard, Christensen, who put forth the theory of disruptive innovation. And he's certainly going about the business of doing that, unlike anyone we have ever seen. How it's all going to shake out remains to be seen.
Pat, I wanted to ask you about something that Mayor Bob Kroll said just beforehand, and he was talking about the education savings accounts, and he was a little wary because this money can, what he said, could go anywhere. It could even go to a Muslim school, and as you're the Charter School Association of Nevada Executive Director and former Assembly Minority Leader. What do you have to say in response to Mayor Bob?
Well, I will say this, that the ESAs, Education Savings Accounts, are going to be debated much more this session, quite obviously, than they were last session. So I think that there ought to be, should it pass, should there be a compromise reached, which obviously the governor is expecting and the Democrats may, when all said and done, be willing to make, that those questions in terms of of accountability and oversight just about how those monies are spent. But basically, the idea is that parents would receive a portion of per pupil funding who qualify, and it can be applied in certain specific areas towards private schools, towards homeschools, which I would have some questions about exactly how that's going to be administered and overseen. But
isn't that already overseen?
No, because the monies have not really been distributed.
No, but yet. I mean, but the qualifications that kids have to attain if they are being homeschooled.
There is. I mean, there is an infrastructure whereby parents who homeschool and want their children to graduate and be qualified to go on to higher ed or whatever, yes, they do have to meet certain requirements, including passing state testing and other. Just about charter schools, charter schools are public schools.
Right, I understand.
So they are not going to receive ESA money should it pass. They already get public taxpayer or state dollars, or at least a portion thereof, because they are public schools, charter schools.
Do you think people are confused about that? Do you think that people think that they send their child to a charter school that they would qualify for under the ESA?
Some might, and I guess it's the duty of guys like me, that the Charter School Association, which is growing, and the governor mentioned charter schools now comprising 10% of students in Nevada and arguably the third largest school district. They haven't done a very good job. So I guess that's kind of my job to clear up the misconceptions.
Okay, one other question about this. Do you think there are any conservative Republicans in the Assembly or State Senate that would be shocked or would balk when they realize that money from the ESAs could also go to Muslim schools, like Mayor Kral said?
Oh, okay, can I just jump in here a second? Let's get something straight here. Madrasas are religious schools just in the same way that you have Christian schools, you have Catholic schools, you have all kinds of different schools. And if the intent of the questions is that these are suddenly going to be a hotbed for terrorism,
I'm not saying that at all.
I know,
Sam.
But I mean, but that's what's I think somebody listening is going to infer.
Well, this is why I asked the question, is because I've covered the legislature for over since 2002, and I know the characters there, and I would think that there's some people that might be shocked and surprised if they realized how all this money for the ESAs could be spent. God bless Muslims and God bless every religion.
All right.
We got to go.
We'll be right back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
As always, you can follow Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes.